Booze for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Well, our next guest started her career in conventional family practice after discovering the benefits of using food to reduce medications, decrease underlying causes of high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, and weight gain. She opened Cedarquist Medical Wellness Center. Here to discuss her latest book, The MD Factor Diet. Welcome to the show, Dr. Caroline Cedarquist. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Dr. Cedarquist, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Great. First, share us the meaning behind the title of the book. What is an MD factor?
Yes, MD factor stands for metabolism dysfunction. What that means is the majority of the people who I see in my medical practice, in fact, 89% of my patients in a 12-month period, had laboratory-proven evidence of a metabolic condition that makes it easy to gain weight and hard to lose weight. I have called that condition metabolism dysfunction or MD factor, but physicians know this condition as insulin resistance.
Oh, that makes sense. And how can your book help address that specific issue? Because that's actually the underlying focus of the book.
Yes. This is a very, very common metabolic condition that increases as we all get older. It increases with hormone change, so it's very common that women who've always maintained their weight at a certain level with effort, when they hit menopause or 50, 52, they gain 15 to 30 pounds with no change in diet and exercise. They're dealing with this metabolism dysfunction. And often people will go to their doctor and have their lab work test and the thyroid is looked at and the glucose is looked at and they're told, you know, there's nothing here. You're just eating too much, exercising too little. But in fact, when we look a little bit deeper with some not too expensive, you know, blood testing, we're able to find that people have this condition, and it can be reversed by adjusting the meal plan, by making sure that the diet has an adequate amounts of lean protein at all meals, and that we watch the total amount of carbohydrate and fat over the course of the day.
Got it. So you mentioned that somebody's eating the same, they hit this terrible M word, the menopause, hormones kick in, and even though they're eating the same, they gain the weight. So is your goal then to say, all right, here's what you were eating, it's wrong now, even though back then it was okay, or do you alter?
Okay. Yes, and that's the thing, that sometimes people will say, I don't understand, I'm not doing anything different. The thing is, you are different, and we need to adjust the balance of the micronutrients and our macronutrients, the protein, carbs, and fat in our diet as we get older. We have to be a little bit more careful about some of the balances to make it work for our new metabolism.
Hey, Dr. Cedarquist, does it increase our risk for diabetes then? I'm in Perry, and I know that I'm an exercise physiologist. I exercise, I eat healthy, but it's starting to, weight is creeping on, and you just don't even really even realize it. And when you say it's insulin resistance, is that what's going on in most of us?
Yes, and the thing about the word insulin resistance, which is why we liked MD factor, is insulin resistance sounds to people like insulin and insulin shots. And of course, you know, you're not dealing with that. People think that doesn't apply to me. But as we all get older, they've done studies on normal weight 30-year-olds and normal weight 60-year-olds. As we get older, our body does not respond to carbohydrates the same, and our blood sugars will be much higher after the same meal when we're 60 versus 30.
Wow.
And it does creep up kind of under the radar, and it is a risk factor when it becomes more advanced in developing type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, that brings a good point. I had a patient saying that he used to be able to eat half a pizza and never gain weight, and now just two pieces, and it puts it right on. So he used to eat half a pizza, no gain weight, two pieces, gains weight, which makes sense. What you're saying is his body's reacting differently to what he used to eat, and it's an issue. Let me ask you, your diet, the MD factor, I know there's so many different diets. There's carb counting, vegan, paleo, Mediterranean. Are any of these congruent with the MD factor diet?
The MD factor diet, the focus is adequate lean protein. So we're definitely wanting to watch the total amount of carbohydrate, but it's different than some of the higher protein diets out there where it says fat doesn't matter. No, fat matters. And if fat matters to women, especially women going through hormone change, they can't eat bacon and fatty sides of beef. And, well, there's all this controversy about, well, maybe saturated fat is okay. We still need to watch the total amount of fat. But we also need to watch carbohydrate levels. But don't want to confuse it with, if we have a Tic Tac, then we get out of ketosis and it's the end of the world. You know, my patients can eat a very healthy diet that contains lots of vegetables, salads, some fruit, but not unlimited fruit, some grains, but we have to watch it. You know, so it really has come from what I've worked on with my patients for the past almost 20 years. You know, we don't want to do crazy things that people can't sustain, but we do need to increase our protein and watch our carbs and fat at the same time.
When you say carbohydrates, does alcohol include? I mean,
yeah, that was my question, Melanie.
Well, I mean, because she's hitting me where I live here, Dr. Friedman. This is right what I'm going through right now. And I do love my wine, but I am so careful. You know, salads, I don't really eat too much fruit because I, you know, but I love every vegetable and eat tons of. But what about the wine?
Yeah, there's a chapter in the book that says the alcohol you need to watch. And what happens is, you know, alcohol is metabolized in the body actually like fat and like a sugar, as both. But we have to recall that alcohol is a toxin and it's an extra. You know, we don't need it to live. So if we have our patients and our readers, you know, get the protein that they need and they've been able to get the nutrients they need from the healthy carbohydrates and the healthy fat, and they still have some extra calories left over, yeah, you can have some wine, but it's important to realize that moderate alcohol intake for women, is not for dieting, for all women, is 5 glasses of wine or the equivalent per week. So many of my patients, when they first come in, they've gotten in the habit of having 2 glasses of wine every night. That's 14 glasses. That's almost 3 times moderate. That's too much.
Yeah, and when you say glass, you don't mean the bottle.
Yes, 5 ounces, that's right. That's what's considered a standard drink. So it doesn't mean that we can never have it, but you know, many women who will never touch a cheesecake, never touch dessert, you know, will have 2 glasses of wine. And it's like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that was playing such a role.
This is when it hit home with me that 2 glasses of wine every day is 3.5 bottles of wine per week that you're consuming. I mean, that's a lot of wine.
Yes.
And the sugars and so forth. So, yeah, that's a good point because I'm with you, Melanie. Same thing. End of the day, you have a glass of wine or two, and I'm starting to realize that I think that's an issue.
She says it's not necessary for life, but I think when you're a woman in perimenopause with 2 kids that are teenagers, it really is necessary.
Although, to speak to that point, when you are a woman in perimenopause and you have more alcohol, you have more hot flashes. And that's one of the things that many times with my patients, because I see patients in my practice, you know, every week. And a lot of women will come in, you know, in their 40s and 50s and say, I didn't realize this diet was going to help me with my hot flashes. And many times it does, because hot flashes are affected by fluctuations in glucose levels, and alcohol tends to make sugar go up and then come down pretty quickly. So it disturbs sleep, and then you don't sleep well. You're waking up at 3 a.m. wide awake, kind of throws the whole day off, and then you're tired and grabbing something to keep yourself awake. You know, it's a vicious cycle that sometimes really backing away from the wine helps more.
Well, it's great information, and certainly I learned something. I hope you all did, too. For more information about Cedarquist Medical Wellness Center and her latest book, The MD Factor, visit drcedarquist.com. While you're there, be sure to take your free diet analysis. You can follow her on Twitter, at Dr. Cedarquist. And for our daily health tweets, follow us, at Dr. David Friedman. If you missed any of the great information, you can get it anytime, on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealth.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.